Bernie's got it here, 102.3 XLC. Wes and Leah about to put an end to an argument that Wes and I have. He tries to tell me, we welcome Linda Benton in, by the way. But Linda, I know you don't know us and you're just meeting us within the last 5 minutes. But Wes tells me all the time that I've only done yoga like 3 times and that I think I'm good at it because I've only done it 3 times, which is not true.
So she went to a place and they took her for all kinds of money, and
they
took her for all the money because they told her she should be an instructor. She's so good.
Oh, I mean, that was after a couple times. It was
a really good sales pitch is all it was.
No, it wasn't. I was naturally came into it really good, and I've gotten a lot better over the last couple of years. But there are some days that I'm not good at it, and that's kind of part of the whole yoga journey. But I do. Right. I want to become a yoga instructor. And we have one in studio with us this morning. So
thank you.
We're going to do a whole Facebook video, and Linda, show us some, you know, yoga moves, and then I'm going to do the yoga moves, and we'll see how good I actually good. Am. All right.
And you'll be certified immediately.
Oh, yay.
How about that?
Okay. So
I, on the other hand, I'm afraid to get on the floor in any kind of yoga move because I don't know how quick an ambulance can get here.
Okay. I could have one on standby right now if you'd
like.
Due
to weather and stuff, I don't know.
So I mentioned that I just got into the whole yoga thing within the last 2 to 3 years, right? But have you always been interested in yoga, and when did you become a teacher of yoga?
So back in 2003,
okay.
I herniated a couple discs in my cervical spine.
Oh, wow.
Because I never stretched.
Oh, no.
And it forced me to get into yoga because things were just advancing with bulging discs and blah, blah, blah. So I got a 200-hour certification initially. Then I absolutely fell in love with it, mm-hmm. and decided, was asked to go downtown and intern under a Master Iyengar teacher, which is one of the forms of yoga.
Okay.
And I interned with him for 2 years. He introduced me to scoliosis.
Okay.
And what he had me do was be with clients that had scoliosis.
Right.
So to cut to the chase.
So that's another thing that we argue about, because I have scoliosis, as does my mom. She has a very advanced form of scoliosis. Mine isn't as bad, and I do credit my stretching and my regular chiropractic visits to it not advancing the way it has in my mom. But I didn't put those two together, how important, you know, yoga could come into play for that.
80% of the population has scoliosis.
Right.
Of that, 80% are women.
Mm-hmm.
If you do nothing about it, it increases 1% per year, even if you're fused.
Yeah.
Okay. So I went and I got a yoga for scoliosis certification. I'm one of 58 in the country with that.
Wow.
I already had a Pilates certification, and I went and got advanced certificates in Pilates for scoliosis. So those two combos, I'm one of 6 in the country. And then I went and got a yoga therapist certification. There's 4,000 of us globally. It's a tough, tough program of 800 hours of coursework.
That's
another 2,000 hours of homework. And so those are kind of my credentials and my passion.
You started off by saying that you got the 200-hour certification,
right.
which is what I looked into. How long were you doing yoga before you went and you got certified?
I probably was doing it, maybe 2 years.
See, I'm ready, Wes.
You guys are going to do a video, and she's going to correct you on how you're wrong. You just gave that laundry list of all the things.
Exactly.
Your credentials, and Leah's going to tell you what you're doing wrong.
There you go.
Guarantee it.
No, he likes to say I correct the professionals, like doctors and stuff. It happened one time, and the doctor was wrong, okay? I don't care what you say.
How about that?
So, Linda, do you have a yoga studio here?
I have a studio in my home.
Okay.
And have made that. I've also teach virtually. But for scoliosis, I'm going to say 99% of my clients come to me because I have to do hands-on. I have to go, okay, this is what needs to come back. This is what needs to pull in. We need to do this. We need to do that. This should be propped. This shouldn't.
What's your age range with that? Because someone like my mom, she's 64. And I mean, it's visible. Like you could see that it's affecting her.
It typically starts when children are in puberty.
Mm-hmm.
And then it also starts in menopause.
Okay.
Okay. But my client base that I'm most successful in that are disciplined, self-disciplined,
right,
are probably 35 and above.
Okay.
I work with quite a few clients that also are stroke victims with scoliosis. Many clients have fibromyalgia. Many clients have different neuromuscular diseases going on top of scoliosis.
So how do clients or patients-to-be, how do they get started for seeing you?
We typically start their choice with a phone consult,
okay,
30-minute phone consult, and then they say, I'm interested, I'm not. I send them an intake form and a new client packet.
Gotcha.
From there, we set up a time for them to come to my studio. The first session is 75 minutes.
Okay.
Because that is going over all the paperwork, and I do a postural assessment. And then the second session, I have a customized home practice already for them.
Okay.
And they bring their phone. It's videoed for them, so they have that reference.
They can go back and watch. That's always good. And no previous yoga or Pilates experience is needed with this.
No, it's not Hatha Flow. Props are used, and it's very, very soft. I've had people say to me, I don't want to come to you because it's going to hurt. I guarantee you it's not going to hurt. I'm going to get you out of pain within 3 minutes.
Yeah.
And that's my first goal, is to get you out of pain.
I love that. How do people get in touch with you then, Linda?
They can get in touch with me on my mobile of 847-819-8804.
I have your phone number now, by the way.
Okay, good.
Before that, she called me.
Yep.
So now we have each other's phone numbers.
Yep.
She is. Yeah, I'm gonna be a side-by-side yoga instructor with Linda. You just wait until you see my moves. Yeah. Yep.
My email address is lindabentonyoga@lindabentonyoga.com. My site is lindabentonyoga.com.
Easy enough.
And I have a YouTube with several videos out there that is Linda Benton Yoga YouTube.
Excellent. This was all super informative for anyone who loves yoga like myself, has scoliosis like myself, or, you know, again, my mom, that I see her struggling with it daily. So I really hope that people do reach out to you if they could be relieved that pain.
Yep. Yep.
We're going to do a Facebook Live video here coming up. But before I let you go, Linda, what is your gurney go-to?
I have two. Sorry, I know I was only supposed to have one.
No,
chocolate.
That's common. More people say that now.
Yeah, than not.
Chocolate Sanctuary, number one. And also number one is a shipping point.
Also a big one here on Gurney's Got It. Shipping point, helping a lot of businesses out. Linda, thank you so much again for coming in.
Yeah.
More with Wes and Leah next on 102.3 XLC.